Hey everybody, I'm Billy Nuttall, and I know a moderate amount about Pokemon.
I'm Kayla Cooney, and I know some things about Pokemon.
And I'm Dan Earle, and I know more than both of you put together. That's right, this is the Dan Aggro episode.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we got the mean
teacher. You're coming
in
hot.
We got the mean teacher today, Billy.
Oh, no, I hate it when we get the mean teacher.
Mm. Yeah, listen here, you fucking Neanderthals. No, but actually,
I'm telling the principal, you can't use that language.
Why are you slapping that ruler against the... Do you know what decade it is?
Is that straight vodka you're drinking? There are still rules in school.
He put up the paddle. He's got the paddle with the damn holes in it.
That was only for decoration.
Okay, I couldn't match the aggro energy. I came in hot and then it immediately cooled down. Which would have been real nice if we were talking about fire or ice types today.
Let me guess, Dan, are we or are we not?
You know, who's to say, Billy?
Anyway, welcome to Delve Into the Dex, a Pokemon taxonomy. Did anyone say that yet?
No, I was just getting to it, so thank you.
It's called a
if you want to visually
open.
Follow along to what we are audibly talking about, except for whatever the fuck that weird school bit was, you can do that at our Twitter, at Delve Into the Dex. I post every Friday. There will be a link in the description. It's the word thread in the first sentence. That'll take you right to what exactly we're talking about.
Yeah, look at you, Billy, running a Twitter account.
Pardon me for jumping the gun. I was worried that we were just actually going to go right into the content.
No, we would never do that. I definitely didn't do that for 3 episodes in a row.
We didn't have... Wait, we changed the name. It's not that we didn't have a name. Never mind. Pardon me.
No, I just like, you know how like every podcast does the thing of like, hey, never listen to our first 5 episodes. I'd like to think we've made it past that point now.
Let's see. When did our podcast start getting listenable?
I think we're getting to that point in our careers where one of us will introduce a bit and then it will be like forever part of the podcast. And then it'll just be the OGs that are like, they didn't always do that. You got to go way back. Just, I don't know. I feel like
you got to go way back and you'll hear the first time Billy made racist comments.
Whoa, now.
It was also the last. Billy's not on the show anymore. He didn't last.
I was wondering why people were saying Billy. That's what'll happen when Billy makes racist comments. Walter becomes part of the podcast. And it's just two men mansplaining to me, but one of them is also pretty much my husband.
I'm still forced to edit the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
your... I'm just not on it anymore.
And you keep trying so hard to make Walter look like an asshole because you want back on the show.
There's just horribly spliced dialogue.
I'm Dan Earle, and I'm a scrappy little fuck. And I'm hungy. Never gently touch me.
I'm Kayla Cooney, and I'm too scared of Walter, and I mansplain and lied because I'm a tiny bird.
Let's introduce the boy. That's enough talk. We opened coldly, then hotly. No, hotly, then coldly. But, what do we feel about this boy?
Hey, look at that.
I've seen
what
this.
What a nice, nice little burb.
The naming of the boy.
Mm-hmm.
The boy.
The naming of the boy, Kayla.
Well,
it's a bit.
He's just a bird with a secret to hide.
It's a coy boy.
A coy boy. I feel like it's, he looks like a sparrow. Regular bird. It legit is just a regular bird. I know they have the pictures to reference, but that's my description. Mm-hmm. Paro.
Kind of close, honestly.
This Pokemon is Taillow.
That's it. Okay, I just feel like, I don't know if I have seen this or if this was in Pokemon Go when I played it, but yeah, it's just bird.
Yeah.
A very sneaky bird.
It's Taillow. He's just giving us a side eye. I see, when you mentioned it had a secret, Kayla, I never really noticed the side eye in the official art as like a, hey, you want to buy a watch?
Well, he's also got that white guy smile of just the flat mouth.
That's my go-to for when I see someone in public that I know, but I don't want to have a conversation with them. I just give them the flat smile and be like, and they give it back and we go on our ways like sane people.
We can talk about Taillow. Taillow was introduced in Gen 3. It's, okay, so in my notes, I have bird type, which is not a type.
No, it is. The famous bird type.
Yeah, it's bird type.
That's what typing. Charizard is, famously.
Yeah, he's fire bird.
Clearly not a dragon.
Absolutely not a dragon. So it's a flying normal type. It's 1 foot tall and 5 pounds. For context, in case you were wondering, a real sparrow is at most 7 inches and 1 ounce. So Talo, yeah. Guys, Talo's a buff bird.
Talo's a really big bird. This is especially weird because there are definitely Pokemon that are incredibly small.
Yeah, but we just decided this bird got to get red.
I'm starting to believe that the weird sizes and weights of Pokemon is just due to the fact that they have to convert it into the US metric system and they don't want to actually do the work. So they're just like, but 5 pounds. Is that a lot?
That's converted after the fact, though, Kayla. They all have, in the Japanese Pokedexes, they all have their metric weights. That's the thing.
That's what I mean, yeah. Is I'm like, maybe they're not even properly converting it, but I guess someone would have figured that out by now. It was just a silly joke.
Well, Kayla, you know what you get for your silly little joke? You get nerd facts.
Yeah,
nerd facts. I get corrected. I just get to be a woman. That's all that I get out of this podcast so far. No, I'm kidding.
What's that, Kayla? You're on a man's podcast making jokes.
This was my idea.
And here you are looking the fool about this bird.
Boom.
The guy, Talo. Look, gang. Okay, so Talo is Gen 3, which is... We're still pretty staying normal in gens, and we all know you have your first route bird.
Yeah.
Does it spark joy? Does it make any of you feel anything? What the fuck is there to say about Talo?
I'd pet him. If that were a bird and it looked at me as though it were too scared to speak, like in a sense of being an introvert, I'd pet that bird. I'd ignore those social cues.
You just walk up and gently touch the bird.
That's what I do with every dog I see.
It has a reverse widow's peak.
It does.
That's the only interesting thing I have to say about this.
Oh, if you only look at the red, he looks like he's got a tiny head.
A little head with big mouth, like Sparrow.
And two tails.
Well, yeah, because he's Talo. There are some fun things in the Pokedex I guess we can go through. So canonically, Talos are all young, so they are still children that have just left the nest. Which makes me just think, if you have a level 100 Talo, is that still just, not Benjamin Button, but like the Eternal Child?
That's just a child with trauma.
Yeah, that's the child that grew up in rough situations and they know way too much by the age of 14 about how the world works.
That's a child before child labor laws.
A child, so Talo's got miner's lung is what you're telling me.
Possibly. Mm-hmm.
This is a British orphan that did not have the luxury to grow up to become Zigzagoon.
It's the non-punk. This guy does not get a Galarian. I guess, spoilers. There's just one Talo. That's his only Talo to tell.
Moving on.
Yeah, Billy, edit that out.
No.
I will say that, like, so you almost had it with the British child thing too, Billy, where this is a scrappy little fuck.
Oh, hell yeah.
Less than Zigzagoon going around picking fights. It just will go up against stronger foes and just, I guess, peck them in the shins and try to start fights. But also, it is still baby, is child. Whenever it get hungy, it scream.
Well, that kind of ruins it.
It's like a street urchin. Oi, mister, you've got any bread? Get the fuck out of here. Get away from me, fucking bird.
And they're everywhere. So it's just, I imagine you go into Petalburg Forest and you're just like, oh, I wonder what's going on. Like hundreds of screaming, hungry baby birds that don't know how to feed themselves yet.
Oh, wow, neat. I'm gonna get the fuck out of this forest.
Just walk in. It's not worth it. I don't know why I'm like opening the door to the forest. Hey, gay.
An army of literal ankle biters are chasing after you.
The other thing that I think is interesting to talk about in its Pokedex entries is that there is... So whenever I'd have to type the name of a Pokemon that we haven't covered yet, and I don't want to spoil for Kayla, I just put name redacted in big bold letters. So there is name redacted Caterpillar Pokemon, which is not the Caterpillar Pokemon you're thinking of. It's the other Caterpillar Pokemon.
Okay.
Okay, gotcha. I'm keeping up.
I only know the one.
It's between two options for me.
But there's a Caterpillar Pokemon that is, in the Pokedex, the exact same size as a Talo, and that is apparently its favorite thing to eat.
Oh, no.
I like to rip apart my kin.
When I feel hungry, I eat something the same size as me.
Which means he has to tear it to shreds.
That's a lot of bug guts inside that bug.
Oh, yeah. It's not like there are bones that you have to work around.
So it's really just the current food chain on a more even playing field. Big bug, tiny bird.
Do you think big bug can take tiny bird?
I don't know the caterpillar you're talking about. I don't think the one I am thinking of can.
Yeah, Kayla, I just want you to picture a 1 foot long, 5 pound caterpillar. The idea of a 5 pound caterpillar is already a nightmare for me. The idea of a 5 pound bird is a nightmare for me.
They make them heavier than that, Dan. Sorry to tell you.
Not like birds got hollow
bones. I'm talking about like the big birds. I think geese are more than 5 pounds.
I don't know. I'm a biologist. I should probably know this shit, huh?
Yeah, you don't study birds.
Yeah, you should.
I work with cold blood and invertebrates. You think I give a goddamn...
Hey, edit that out, because I'm going to start working with birds when I start my new job, so...
Well, now it's definitely staying.
Just lie. I'm going to
email this episode to your new bosses.
Joke's on you. They're my old bosses, too. Big tiny bird eat big worm is what I've learned from reading the Pokedex. And the other thing about Talo is apparently they hate as soon as it gets cold. So they will fly 180 miles in a day to go somewhere where it's warm. Like, real birds also do that. And I just think that's fun.
It's just migration. Nice little.
Imagine the idea of being a foot tall and being like, all right, I'm going to travel 200 times 5,000 roughly is... 10,000, is that a million?
Billy, I want you to edit the pauses to be longer for this section specifically.
Imagine flying like over 1,000 times your body length in a day. Like the thought of having to run 10 miles makes me want to curl up and die.
Oh, absolutely.
Yet this bean, this bean will go. It's a good bird. I guess the only other fun thing to talk about in the anime, Ash caught one.
Oh, neat.
Here's the fucked up thing. So at this point, Ash has been traveling through three generations. This Talo was trying to fight Ash's Pikachu, and Ash is like, okay, Pikachu, use Thunderbolt, and just kept on electrocuting this, again, 1 foot tall, 5 pound sparrow, until it fell in a river, and then would get out of the river, and Ash is like, oh yeah, Pikachu, you can keep doing that, keep on trying to get this Talo, until Brock had to be like, dude, you need to catch it before you kill this fucking bird.
Brock actually steps in the episode.
Yes!
In the episode, my god!
Brock had to go, you need to stop.
Whoa, Ash. I can't do it, Brock.
Ash, who had caught at least 10 or 15 Pokemon at this point, had to be like, wait, what? I should, like, catch it?
Isn't... How old did we determine Brock was?
I'm gonna say 18, or, like, in his early 20s.
Yeah. It's just an adult just being like, don't kill animals, kid. That leads you down a very dark path.
Look, man, I know you kicked my ass.
And therefore I abandoned more children.
Oh yeah, his own sibling.
Hey guys, I love you all so much. I love taking care of you where our absent parents cannot. I'm gonna follow this other kid.
I'm gonna be best friends with this kid instead of hanging out with any of you. Goodbye.
I'm gonna hang out with this other kid and get tail. Bye.
You think Brock ever got any? Brock attempted.
Yeah, but he didn't know.
I'm gonna try to get Tail and save Talo.
Aw, Billy. What a good, you called, you brought it all back, Billy. Yeah, it's Bert. Before we leave Talo, I have a very important picture from Pokemon Adventures manga to share with you all of Talo. It's singing.
Oh, it's singing.
Yeah. Eyes closed. I was like, that's a fish.
Oh, it does look like a fish.
That's really cute, though. Got his hand up. It is.
It's the idea, chest. Yeah, it's doing the little, like, la-di-da. Hit him with the old razzmatazz.
Old man river.
You know what happened to all bird? Become
bigger bird.
Big bird.
Yay.
Kayla.
The name that comes to mind I know is already a Pokemon name. And it's not this Pokemon.
Say it.
I was thinking Spearow. Isn't that already a Pokemon?
That's already a Pokemon. That's not this one. Its name is painfully close, because this is a this is a swallow Pokemon. I'll tell you that it's based on a swallow. It's not like a swallow, like,
but its name's like not what you swallow. Do
no,
Talo, like Talo, Talo.
You're just saying Talo with a different inflection. Talo.
Like, I didn't claim to be good at this. I think that's the whole point.
Kayla, before Billy says the name of this Pokemon, Kayla, I am going to predict you will get irrationally angry.
Okay, well, wait. Okay, so what did I say? I said Spearow, which isn't it. I said Talo. Is it? It's not Swallow.
I'm going to be honest. I actually don't remember.
Oh, Billy, how could you forget Swallow?
Okay, there we go. Kayla just got...
Hey, I told you.
So Kayla just clenched both fists and grit her teeth.
I was like, I can hear the sound of Kayla grinding her molars right now.
Good. And also, like, when I said, well, it's not Swallow, you, like, I thought Billy knew. But Dan, you were, like, vibrating. You were laughing so quietly.
You were so close. Yeah, no, it's Swellow. Okay, actually, hey, fun fact. I'm now just rereading my notes, and my notes auto-corrected its name to Swallow, the Swallow Pokemon. It's Swellow.
It's a second Guzzlord.
No, it's a swallow. It's a type of bird. It's yeah, a bigger
it's
bird.
It's just another bird. They took Talo and they made it bigger.
And gave it a mullet.
And that's it.
And
streamlined
spiky
it.
Spiky butt.
It does have a mullet. You're right.
Oh, yeah. It do got bird mullet.
It looks fine, though, because like that just looks like plumage. But it does look like a mullet as well.
Well, and here's a fun thing about Swellow that I have to say before we get into anything. In the latest games, Swellow is constantly jet planing with its wings. So like instead of any other bird type that like does a little flap animation when you send it out with a 3D sprite, Swellow is just
it does look like the Delta logo. If you look up Delta Airlines.
But yeah, it's Swellow. Hey, to talk about big birds, this bird is 2 feet tall and 44 pounds.
Oh my god.
I don't care for the big bird.
2 feet tall and 44 pounds?
It's carrying a jet engine at all times.
The other was 1 foot and 5 pounds.
That's what I mean. This thing.
So in 1 foot, they've added another 39 pounds?
Yeah, got swelled. That's not what the kids say.
Swollo.
There we go. And also, its Japanese name I just really, really like is. I'm going to mispronounce this after taking Japanese for 4 years. Oshubame, which I really just like because then its literal or almost literal translation is to Otsubame, which just means big swallow.
Perfect.
So that's
great. You nailed it.
The Pokemon designers were just, what is it we always say? They're just like, all right, it's 4:30 on Friday. We need to figure out what Talo turns into. Big.
Which definitely would be swell and swallow.
It's a swell swallow.
Bird.
You gotta say it bigger, though. Bird.
Bird.
Anyway, about this bird. There's a couple fun entries. For one, it dives bomb its prey, grabs it in its talons to make escape impossible, which is terrifying. But more so, whenever two Swellow meet, and Swellow in general is super proud of its super glossy feathers. It spends a lot of time cleaning itself. And I like this entry. Whenever two Swellow meet, they have to stop and diligently clean each other.
That's
what
cute.
What a torturous existence.
No, they're taking care of each other. Or they think that they're a living mirror and they think the other one looks like shit and they gotta fix it.
But Kayla, that is every time you meet another of your species. It's like if you met another person and you had to stop for like half an hour to, I don't know, talk about the weather with every time you ran into another person.
You forget I am an extrovert and you have no proof that that is not what I already do.
Human interaction makes me want to turn myself inside out, don't get me wrong. That's really what it boils down to. So it's a nightmare for me.
And see, I'm thinking like, well, the Talos are babies. These ones are the adults. They're out in the sky. They're far away from each other. I also do think it is bird brain. Think it sees a mirror.
That's a solid idea. Are they in the anime at all? Does Ash waterboard a Swellow for
Yeah, actually, Ash actually sends one to, believe it or not, there's a Guantanamo Bay canonically in the Pokemon anime. Gotcha.
And it also had the same issues as our current
That's
one.
Why Pokemon World Barack Obama said he was gonna close it down, and then it took him way more years than we thought it would.
For one, the Pokemon World Barack Obama would just be Brock Obama. That is a 2008 meme I have just resurrected. Not even resurrected, referenced in the year 2022 of our Lord. I should be kicked off the internet.
I had successfully purged that from my memory, Dan.
Yeah, you're welcome. I will say, though, Ash's Talo did evolve into a Swellow. It's another Pokemon we haven't talked about, but I have to show you a picture of it. Billy, you'll know what this one is. Kayla, you might know what this one is. It's a big elephant Pokemon that was attacking Swellow over and over. And then Swellow at one point grabs it. And I'm just going to send you what that picture looks like.
Oh. I do not know that Pokemon. It looks like an armadillo.
The leg
though.
Strength.
It's kind of like an armadillo, rhino, elephant. We'll get to that boy eventually. Mm-hmm. I like that boy. Here's what's important is in the end of that clip, Swellow yeets that thing over its head. That is a Pokemon that weighs 5 times as much as this literal bird.
But you gotta remember, Swellow has only 2 feet to its name, so it is a much denser Pokemon than I'd be willing to bet the other Pokemon is. So it is like a sumo wrestler. It is able to adjust its weight in such ways to make it a more agile fighter in these circumstances. And this has been Birds in the Ring with Billy Nuttall.
I don't know, guys. I think it's just a cartoon, but that might just be me. It might have something to do with it, but I don't know.
Okay. No, Kayla, we were going to talk about physics. You're not allowed to make jokes on this man's podcast.
God damn it. Stop oppressing me.
Physically impossible. I'm a white male.
Get back into the gaslight. Ah,
why is it dark in here?
No, it's not. The lights are on.
Okay. Any other swallow thoughts? You guys like Bird?
Bird.
I feel like I got you this bird. Do you like it? Please like
honestly,
me.
Don't open dead bird inside. I don't know what I expected. It's
they're
birds.
They're neat. They're unoffensive for the most part.
I will say, like, eventually when we cover them all, I think it would be fun to do a tier list of, like, the starter, like, the first bird you find in a region. I didn't want to cover them all at once, but I think it would be fun for us to go through that. I'd say Swellow is probably, I think, like, topper for me, which is really not
really
saying much about these birds that we have fucking nothing to say about it.
No, there are some more interesting starter zone birds. We'll get there when we get there.
Which isn't going to be this week, because we're going to talk about some more birds from Gen 3. Billy, you know this bird?
Hey!
Kayla, are you okay?
I've seen this. I know I've seen this. I don't know how. What is your fucking name?
Oh, Kayla. This is another name that I feel like you are going to get irrationally angry about.
This is another name that I've forgotten in the moment, full disclosure.
Gully.
Billy, you want to hazard a guess?
Pelicant.
Ooh.
That's a good one. I like that.
I'd like that a lot. No, this is Wingull, the seagull Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
Get it? Because it's a gull, and it got wing.
For a quick physical description for you guys, imagine, if you will, a white orb. This white orb has a little bit of plumage at the rear, and then jetting out from both sides of this white orb are wings, each wing being about 4 times the size of the orb. And then the beak protruding out the front of this Wingull is, I would say, the same size as the white orb itself. So it is, its body is very tiny, surrounded by just gigantic flat wings and a beak.
It's like if you took the wings of a seagull and only put it on the head and got rid of the rest of the seagull.
Okay, so I now just in the moment was playing a game where if you cut the wings and the beak off, it kind of looks like a little anime cartoon mouse.
I was going to say
like
cat.
With like the wings taped on. Oh, yeah.
I was going to say Togekiss.
Also got that vibe for a second. It's got like the Togepi head point. Or you know what it honestly got to looks like? It looks like a Digimon that just hatched out of the egg. It looks like the, oh god, we have an episode of this somewhere where I know what all these Digimon ranks are, but fuck me if I remember it right now.
I do like this.
That's in the multiverse.
I do like this. Oh my god. I do like this design more than Talo, because this is more stylized, whereas Talo is bird.
This is getting into the more colorful aspects of Gen 3's bird Pokemon.
We'll talk Wingull. I will just say, as a nerd note, Wingull is the seagull Pokemon. There's no such thing as a seagull.
No, of course not.
Well, no, so actually, though, seagull is sort of a bastardization of the gull group, the gull species. What we would normally call a seagull is actually a ringed neck gull. There's a biologist I used to work with. They went like, they are not seagull. They all have first names and none of them start with a C. So it's not like C period gull. So.
Holy shit.
So why?
Bird nerd fact.
I did not realize you were talking about in real life seagulls were a made up term. Kinda. I thought we were talking
in
about
Pokemon.
The whole thing of like, you can't call this Pokemon the lizard Pokemon when Pokemon doesn't have actual lizards
running around. Hey, also
I
that.
I thought you were making that minutia again.
I mean, also that, but no.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Kayla?
I need you to give your friend my email so they can tell me why gulls live in parking lots when you are inland. Like, what?
Friend is a strong word. This is a random guy who gave me a biology structure. Also, because they're idiots and will follow wherever they smell a French fry.
You
within
know what?
A 20-mile radius.
You just described me on a Tuesday.
Oh, fuck, it is Tuesday.
It's the Billy Gull. No!
Billy.
Billy Nut Gull. Nut.
Billy Nut Gull.
Bully.
Bully Nut Gull. Yeah, Wingull, So Wingull is continuing. I don't know if this counts as a segment yet, but when we talk about Pokemon sizes, the height of Wingull is 2 feet. And that, I think, is just measuring, if we're just talking orb, the orb mouse, the orb Togekiss in the middle, that is 2 feet top to bottom.
Dan, I actually know this. You know what this fucking is? Because they're posed like this a lot in Pokemon Snap. When they are standing on the ground, they have their wings folded up. And because the wings are so long, the peaks pass the Wingull's head.
Oh, wow.
So that is definitely what they are measuring as 2 feet.
That feels cheating to me.
That's interesting, though.
Mic drop.
That's very expensive.
That's an expensive sight gag.
For this audio medium.
I forget often. It like showed up in my research, but yeah, in the mainline games, Wingull are always sort of like Swellow. They're just a flat T pose that just sort of wobbles. I forget that you'll see them if they're on the ground, they're doing like a little like hunchy hands.
I'll see if I can find a photo of it for the Twitter thread.
I bet that's terrifying at night. Like if they're all on the beach and there's not a lot of moonlight and you just see like a...
Well, and you're just gonna hear it's the sound, because they do have real feet. It's got like a real little cheese feet, and you would just hear like, except for like a real gull, there would be a group of 200 of them. Just.
Are these one of the types of Pokemon that say their names? Do they all still just say their names?
In the anime, they usually say their name, or it'll go like, wing, wing, as opposed to the Gen 1 anime where they just used random animal sound effects.
I really hope that that's their voice. Billy, can you, just as a treat to the listeners and to me, at the end of this episode, just sneak 1,000 of Dan's voices like a flock going, wing, wing.
Oh, fuck no. Are you kidding? The spliced audio joke at the beginning took enough goddamn time. I have 2 jobs. This is my hobby. Fuck that. I am making ground in finding the photos that we want of Wingull. So I'm gonna send... I haven't found the one we're looking for yet, but this is a very important one.
I did see. I thought about sending this one.
This is what we described earlier of a Wingull without the wings or the beak, and it's incredible.
This is just gull.
I'm going to send this to Shelby and have her crochet me a stuffed portion of a Wingull.
Moving on. Wingull facts. Wingull is entries, basically, as we sort of talked about in the game, it's almost always like T-posing just with its wings out. The entries talk about how it rides thermals. It flies a long time without ever flapping its wings, sort of like albatrosses do in real life. Also, it uses its long beak for catching prey. So this Pokemon eats people, not people, other Pokemon, like most Pokemon, and hangs out on cliff sides. Oh, also, there's a hawk Pokemon that gets introduced in later generation that loves to kick Wingull to death and eat them.
No! But they're so cute.
Yeah, and delicious.
It's not allowed.
Literally kick them to death.
Yeah. It talks about they use their powerful legs to violently kick Wingull to death. I don't know if the Pokedex says violently. That's for another episode.
Oh my God.
Can we go back 10 minutes and not
He's
have
just
heard
a little
that?
Guy.
No, forever. Wingull get kick. But, you know, beyond that, there's not too many big things with Wingull. I will say the most famous Wingull that everybody probably knows about if you've played a Gen 3 game is Pico, which you have to save from a Team Magma Grunt. He belongs to, Pico belongs to Mr. Briny, which is, oh, forward-facing Wingull. I don't like that.
I mean, that's better than other forward-facing Pokemon. I found a, that it's very powerful. Low quality because someone took a picture of their DS and posted that. But regardless, it is a picture of what we're talking about, and it's the best one I could fucking find. And it's official game art, so that's good enough for me.
That is just as terrifying as I thought it was gonna be. But also, I love it.
It's got little dash eyes, and that's it, where it's just like, mm-hmm. And you can't see the orange on the beak, which I think really weirds me out.
It does make it look like it's got like a squid beak, like it's got like a little, tiny little mouth.
Squid mouth mm-hmm. is the right word
oh,
for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, now that I have that nightmare, Pico is the big one. You have to save it, which it's always just the example of here's this old man who has trained a Pokemon for his entire life. And it's the first time he's like, I need help. He needs to get a 10-year-old to go help him.
And then does he give him Does he give him the Pokemon as a means of saying thank you because he's too old to take care of it anymore?
Oh, hell no. He keeps Pico forever. And Mr. Briny is he's your ferryman across, I cannot remember the name of the route, but before you get Surf, he takes you over to Dewford, where you meet the fighting type gym leader.
Oh.
I remember too much about the Gen 3 games. I grew up with them. They were the ones I spent probably the most time with.
That's not too much.
Fairy,
yeah.
Ferry. Not F-A-I-R-Y.
Oh,
Jesus,
yes.
Christ. I was so confused.
There's a ferryman in Pokemon?
No, when you give him the Pico, he actually magically transforms into your fairy godfather and is just... With the power of fairy... Yeah, come on, Billy.
He's a
fairy wasn't introduced.
Guide.
Fairy type wasn't introduced for 3 more gens.
God damn it.
I grant you 1 H1N1. Da-ding. That's all I know. That's the only, like, game thing that I can remember.
H1N1 is
bird flu.
Kayla.
Wait, what's the cut? What's the cut thing?
HMs. HMO1. Holy shit, Kayla. I mean,
I can see why you both looked at me like that then. It's just like, as your fairy godmother, I give you a debilitating disease.
It's only debilitating if you're a bird. Or maybe a bunch of people died from bird flu.
Or a bunch of people in 2010 or whenever that was.
Hey guys, I cut the global disease talk a little short because it's kind of a fresh wound. Just wanted to pop in with a couple facts. H5N1 was the bird flu. H1N1 was the swine flu. Also, the bird flu would pop up a few times in history. Every time only killing a very small handful of people.
But you know the natural evolution of a gull.
Yeah, of course.
That is just the head of a pelican or stork. I think pelican.
You got a name? Kayla, guess the name.
Pelly-gull.
Billy, you got it?
Wing-can handyman. Stan.
Kayla, you were closer. This is Pelipper.
Oh, yeah.
This makes me so mad, though. It's because it's the Pelican Pokemon, except it's called the Water Bird Pokemon. How the fuck are you going to have the Seagull Pokemon and then be like, and this is the not Pelican?
That's the result of two people fighting in the office for 6 days, and the boss finally comes in. It's just like, no one gets it. No one gets what they want now. It's the Water Bird. I don't care if you think it's a pelican. I don't care if you think it's a stork. I really don't give a shit if you think it's a duck, Jerry. This is now the water bird Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. Ed, hey, I'll spoil it. We can talk design. Picture a pelican. There you go. Take away the legs. Well, it's got like little.
It has
feet
hanging
flipper
behind its mouth. Imagine a pelican if it's like 95% mouth.
Yeah.
You know, it actually is better that those are feet because otherwise this was just. So the way the jaw, the lower jaw goes, mm-hmm. it turns into its stomach like a whale's mm-hmm. body. And then it's just got like this tiny little point at the end, this tiny little pointed butt. So in my mind, this was hair hanging off of a tiny pointy butt, and there's absolutely no legs on this thing. So it's actually a lot less horrifying if it's feet. Why are they blue? Why did they give it blue-footed booby feet?
Because we're not confused with enough birds.
Also, apparently, based on its design, it's supposed to look vaguely like a ship. Like, the head is supposed to be, like, the mast of a ship. Because this guy also just sits on the waves, whereas Wingull, Flew, and Sword, this guy just plops on the water, and it just bounces up and down on the waves. So it's supposed to look like a boat.
Yeah. I can see that.
I guess I see boat.
No, Dan, there's actually no such thing as a sea boat. You see, there's ring-necked boats, and there's...
God damn it. God damn it.
That is the best joke I'll ever make in this show. And no one's going to like it except me and YouTube.
Yeah, it's Pelipper. It's a pelican. 3'11", 61 pounds. So okay. Decently sized bird. Now, I have to bring my own personal biases into this. Kayla will know my exact opinion on pelicans, which is that I fucking hate them and they're terrifying. I have nightmares about pelicans.
What?
I need to I need to put Dan on blast. So our presentation parties that we have with our friend group, Dan has made one called Birds Are Monsters, and I have it on my computer. I will put it on our Patreon if we ever get to that point.
Oh, I will live present that.
I don't
that.
Care if Dan... yeah, I don't yeah. care if Dan wants it on there.
Holy
it's
shit.
It's going on there.
No, Birds Are Monsters. So to explain myself, this is going to be a little... I don't know if we're going to do... It's not super content-y warning. It's mostly pelicans are monsters. There's a video. I would not say link it. Pelicans will try to eat anything. There's a video I've seen of a pelican that eats a pigeon while it's alive. It takes several minutes.
Oh my god.
A pigeon does not go quietly into that good pelican.
It's yeah, no. Pelican I can't. The idea, I'm like, I know that I am a 5 foot plus some man, individual person, human being, and there is not a way a pelican could eat me, but I bet it would try.
Oh, yeah.
And that terrifies me.
A more claustrophobic belly of the whale is your worst nightmare.
And like, pelican neck is super fleshy. It's just, it would be like being wrapped in a warm burlap sack.
All of this is kind of made better by the fact that Pelipper has a faint smile and a blank stare.
It has no brain. That is
There's
full
not enough
sea
room
water.
For thoughts in that bird. It's just like food.
It has the voice of Bill Dotrieve, and he's just going, hey. Like, he's just... He can only make exclamations.
I guess I should talk about Pelipper, not the pelican entries, though. What do you think the Pelipper entries are about? It scoops up a bunch of ocean water and eats a ton of fish.
Never knew.
Yeah, who would have thought? If it decides to feel benevolent, it will save random Pokemon and Pokemon eggs and carry them to safety. Pelipper thinks it has the authority to decide who lives and who dies.
But, like, with a face like that, I think he just thinks that some are friends and some are food.
I'm your savior.
I'll save you. Well, because then, like, it eats Pokemon and sometimes it doesn't. What if it just, like, accidentally, I don't know, hiccups and swallows a Pokemon egg?
What if it just doesn't like the way Goldeen's taste?
Goldeen also have horn, so maybe it stabs it on the way down.
Maybe.
But, hey, shout out to Pokemon Sun version. Its spacious beak is big enough for a small child to fit right inside.
Why would you
specify
this?
Why is it always children? Why is that phrased as though it's a vacation option on the cruise? It may hold a small child.
It could. I mean, is your child small enough? The only way to find out, put the child in the pelican.
Oh, that's actually, you know what? What if that's their way of like linking it to storks and just like, that's how it delivers it to you. It doesn't have hands. Can you imagine a Pelipper themed baby shower? That would be so cute. You just make it look like it's a bassinet and you put the little baby in there. That's the cutest idea.
Kayla, that's what you're thinking of. I'm thinking of a world where instead of what bloody show actually means, the bloody show is the parents killing the pelican for their child.
What the fuck?
Let her go!
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
I will say Pelipper... So, Pokemon makes a point a lot of the time of saying there's no such thing as an evil Pokemon, only evil Pokemon trainers. Pelippers have been used in games to smuggle evil devices for Team Rocket. Not in games, in the anime. To smuggle evil devices for Team Rocket. So just somewhere there's a Team Rocket exec just shoving like a doomsday bomb into a Pelipper mouth, being like, all right, now you go take this to Moss Deep City.
Like it's the Flintstones.
Yeah, honestly. Which also, there's Pokemon that can teleport.
Like it's the Flintstones meet the Dark Knight Joker. Well, Batman, I have Pelippers all over the
city.
They
all start blinking like bobs. And just like a couple episodes ago, everything becomes a weapon in war.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very true.
Also, though, from a non-war, in the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon games, Pelipper deliver mail. Also, if you guys don't know the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon games, play them. Those games beat ass. They're so fun.
Okay. You can't just bring in a new phrase like beat ass.
Beat ass.
When we've already far forgotten about slaps nuts.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. You want me to redo that line? And if you guys haven't played the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon games, play them. Those games slap nuts. Flex nuts?
Flex nuts, that's what it was. Yeah.
Oh, it was slaps ass and flexes nuts.
Yeah.
And then we combined it to slap nuts.
Why does anyone listen to this?
This has been your lore recap.
The minute we have merch. Would I wear a shirt of me saying this slaps nuts? I might. Not anywhere.
Legit... I'd hang it up in my room.
It would be my workout shirt and or my, like, painting shirt.
Oh, a workout shirt that says flexes nuts would actually be great.
I'm just still so enchanted by the idea of a Pelipper-themed baby shower.
It's a nightmare for me. I respect all of God's creatures. If I never meet a pelican, I'll be okay. If I never get up close, I don't know if like it's an exposure therapy thing. Maybe I just need to go touch a pelican and I'll be all right.
I think you need to see a shoebill stork. I know it's not exactly a pelican, but I feel like something about that will just, they're really cool looking. And they're our size.
Yeah. Have you seen the video of the one that just, there was a duck in its way, so it picks it up and throws it?
No.
Oh,
I mean, I just,
that's a mood.
I just mean in person. I can only imagine how cool that feels.
Yeah. Either way.
I think that's also why I like Pelipper, is because pelicans and storks are one of my favorite birds.
Kayla, what did we learn today?
I think I really like birds. Because, like, Talo is bird, and that good bird, and already forgot the gull one's name, Wingle. Wingle is bird, and that good, and I think I really like Pelipper as, like, a Pokemon. So, yeah, Kayla learned birds are good.
Swellow can get fucked, apparently.
What a real positive lesson and positive takeaway we have. So we've covered 4 Pokemon today. Now, our previous total was 41 Pokemon, but this actually will bring us up to 45 Pokemon. And that altogether means that we have a grand total of 863 Pokemon to go.
It's gonna go by so fast.
Sorry, I burped the minute you finished that number. So I was like, gonna do an excited woo earlier, but I was like, did not want to burp directly into my mic.
Okay, I just liked great. The little awesome. Dance you did as you came back to the mic. You're just
what,
like,
what a great way to honor this scene and this moment. I've been Billy Nuttall. If you want to see anything we've talked about, then you can go ahead and follow us at Delve Into The Decks on Twitter. Or again, the link is in the description of the episode. If you want to follow me personally, I am at Billy The Nut on Twitter with 2 T's.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Kayla_Cooney. I might be doing TikTok soon for fun, so maybe I'll share that in the future. Maybe I won't. Who knows?
Also, Kayla, you went too quick. I was going to say, and if you really want to follow Billy Nuttall personally, his address is...
No.
Incredible. Dan?
You can find me. I'm just on Instagram. I post at durl.1.name there. I'm actually on a roll. I think I've posted twice in the last few months, maybe 3 times.
Wow.
Well, I'm back in field
season. I have to look now.
Yeah, I'm back in field season, so I'm actually seeing fun things outside. So I actually have things worth posting that aren't this bucktooth idiot who lives in my house.
Nice.
Dan's not talking about his rabbit. He is looking at a man just sitting in the corner. Oh.
Nah, I got a little.
He's looking down at a mirror.
And I have to meticulously groom this mirror.
Thank you guys for listening. Hi, popping in real quick to let you know that the spliced audio joke credit belongs to Alyssa Castleman, my lovely girlfriend. She has requested her credit in the form of being an executive producer on this episode. Just wanted to let you know that. You can follow her on Twitter, @AlyssaCastleman.